Trade alert. Hold shares of Peloton Interactive yesterday. Peloton Interactive, NASDAQ, Peyton, reported a mixed bag of operating results for Q2, which ended December 31st. Revenue was below expectations, while operating profit was higher than expected. With the news that Peloton Chief Financial Officer Liz Coddington would leave her post at the end of March to take a job in a privately owned solar energy company, shares declined sharply, falling 25% to $4.39. We recommended Peloton to distressed investing readers in June 2024, and we believe the market has overreacted and that if you own shares, you should hold them. For the quarter, Peloton reported revenue of $657 million, below the consensus expectation of $675 million. Management attributed much of this shortfall to slower-than-projected purchases of a new generation of connected fitness equipment by current subscribers. Management's revenue projection for the current quarter, ending March 31st, is $605 million to $625 million, trailing the expectation of $638 million. For the year, the new revenue projection is $2.4 billion to $2.44 billion, a bit below prior expectations of $2.4 billion to $2.5 billion. Here is the good side of the mixed bag. Operating profit in the quarter was $81.4 million, beating the consensus of $72.5 million. Peloton's outlook for operating profit in the current quarter is $120 million to $135 million, higher than market's projection of $117.5 million. The company raised its projection of operating income for the year to $450 million to $500 million from $425 million to $475 million. Over the last 2 years, Peloton has used the cash it generated to reduce its debt to what is now a very modest level, from 6x operating income to just over 1x. Debt net of cash equates to less than this year's operating profit. We believe today's market decline is an overreaction. Taking the longer view, operating profit has risen sharply over the last few years, from a loss of $415 million in 2023 to an estimated gain of around $475 million by year-end 2026, June 30th. Based on this history, we are willing to give Peloton's management the benefit of the doubt. At the current share price of around $4.50, the market is valuing Peloton at roughly $2.25 billion. This valuation equates to 4.5x to 5x Peloton's projected operating profit of $450 million to $500 million for this current year. This represents an extremely low multiple for almost any company today, particularly one that generated 90% of its operating profit from its subscription services. Until mid-2025, Peloton traded at a multiple that exceeded 10x operating profit. As a reminder, we recommended shares of Peloton in June 2024 when it was trading at $3.58 per share. The stock rose sharply, and on November 11, 2024, with the stock trading at $8.90 per share, we recommended selling half the position. This returned the full amount invested plus a 24% profit. We recommended holding the other half for the duration, which might eventually include a sale of Peloton to a company such as Apple, AAPL, Netflix, NFLX, or Amazon, AMZN. We estimated the shares could rise to $15.32 to $18.54 in the event of a sale. Action to take: hold shares of Peloton Interactive, NASDAQ, Patan, Martin Fridson Porter & Company. Stevenson, Maryland.